What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, Shocktober is right around the corner. And boy, history is very, very chock full of men who put the mask on for various reasons. Oh, yeah. This one is going to be one for the books. So many men decided, you know what? It's time for me to get rid of the bane of my existence. Like the man in this article that was published on the 25th of September. 45-year-old. Conneaut man turns himself in after allegedly offlining his girlfriend. Gentlemen, what have I said? There have been way more cases of men who do this and say, you know what? I'll just go ahead and take my three hots and a cot. Thank you. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Conneaut man, 45, turned himself into police in Ashtabula County after allegedly offlining his girlfriend Wednesday morning, according to the Conneaut Police Department. At approximately 12:45 a.m., the man identified by police as Nathan Sumner walked into the police department and informed authorities he had just shot and offlined his girlfriend, 35-year-old Heather Harris, police said. According to police, officers then went to the residence near the 100 block of Nickel Plate Avenue. Wow, talk about an ominous street name. Quote unquote, a part of me is in shock, kind of numb, sick to my stomach a little bit. A friend, Sherry Seal, said, quote unquote, it's been rough. Heather was a social butterfly. Put a pin right there, gentlemen. That is definitely, in my humble opinion, a big damn clue. Upon arrival, officers found the carcass of a 35-year-old woman sitting on a couch and noted that it was apparent that the woman was deceased, police said. Police said the woman was pronounced deceased when medical personnel from the Conneaut Fire Department arrived soon after. As Conneaut Police Chief Michael Colby points out, this is another reminder of the importance of speaking out when there's potential for domestic violation. Quote unquote. A lot of times, people, when they say people, they mean women, that's what they really want to say, are afraid to report these kinds of incidents, he said. Everyone is just sad. Quote unquote, if you're in a bad relationship like that, when there's domestic violation, even if it's just threats, get out. Seal added, okay, let's put another pin right there, because that is definitely a great topic for discussion. Sumner was silent when he sat in front of a judge Wednesday, facing one count of termination. He is due back in court in October. A vigil for Heather is scheduled for Thursday at 6 p.m. outside the home where it happened. Well, well, well. All right, gentlemen, let's circle back to the first topic of discussion. That would be her being a social butterfly. Gentlemen, we all know that that is code speak. That is PC language for a woman that gets around. Oh, I just know a lot of people. I just talk to a lot of people. Blah, 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 blah. However, does it say that he was a social butterfly? This man could have been a homebody, especially at 45 years old. Something tells me that there was way more to this Heather woman than people are willing to admit. So of course, let's go ahead and pin the domestic violation title to this, just so we can throw the normies off. So once again, I have to ask my trademark question when it comes to this. What's the story behind the story? Yeah. And remember, gents, the more positive they try to spin the woman, more than likely the darker secrets she actually held that more than likely this man found out about. And it was something that they probably had an argument about. She more than likely said something, or he found something and confronted her about it. And she decided, you know what? I'm going to say or possibly do something that's going to drive you over the edge. And guess what? Whatever she said or did resulted in this man deciding to put on the mask. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Sounds like he used the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. Of course, the cops had to go and retrieve the carcass, so I'm going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, didn't say whether he shot her multiple times, so it sounds like a one and done, so I'm going to give the brutality factor a 10. So Nathan, the neutralizer Sumner, gets a score of 55. All right, gentlemen, now let's circle back to the second, and I'm going to make this the main topic. Domestic violation. We all know when the topic of domestic violation comes up, it is only meant to serve as a topic that only women are subject to. Yeah. Fun fact, gentlemen, and I'm being very facetious when I say fun. Every man, especially in the West, is actually being domestically violated as we speak. How? Well, as we all know, in the world of man, when we talk reckless to each other, when we get out of pocket with each other, there's always a 50-50% chance that things can get physical. We men know that we can go to the fisticuffs if it comes to it. Women, on the other hand, They've had no such training. Society tells them, well, no matter what you do, it is always your man's fault. Oh, he cheats on you? That's his fault. He's a piece of crap. You cheat on him? That's his fault. He's a piece of crap. Women know this. They expect it. They're entitled to be able to do or say whatever they want, no matter how reckless or dangerous it is. But as men, we're supposed to take it. Unfortunately, this goes back to a lot of the old boomer and yes, some old Gen Xers. A lot of us took abuse that we know we should not have taken. A lot of us stayed in relationships that we know we should have left. A lot of us stayed in marriages that we know we should have left. According to the word of society, though, no, men, we're supposed to stand in it, especially black men. Yeah. I was watching a video from Average Man Unplugged, Rome, and there was a guy talking about how black men have been literally socialized to accept abuse from women. Yeah. A real man will stand in it. Yeah. That was the old phrase from back in the day that allowed women to abuse men. And that man was supposed to be, you know what, a real man and just stay and accept the abuse. Yeah. No. No. Now that we all know and have been able to compare notes as men against each other, yeah. Yeah. A lot of the abuse that men accepted, we should not have accepted. Oh, yeah. A lot of women, they don't mind getting physical either, which goes to the domestic violation stats. When it comes to non-reciprocal domestic violation, yeah, 70% of women have no problems doing that because they know whenever something does happen and it gets physical, 9 times out of 10, the man will be hauled off to jail. They count on it. However, there have been some slight changes in society to where you're seeing more women actually being held accountable for domestically violating men. It's not enough, but it's starting to happen. But yeah, gentlemen, if you're in a relationship and that woman so much as raises her voice to you, put her ass out. Get rid of her. That right there causes far too much stress. And that's one reason why we men die earlier than women. Because we bottle up all that stress under the guise of a real man, insert whatever behind it. No, gentlemen. No, 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 no. Nope. Nope, nope. Now, when you look at this man's mugshot, that was a man that was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And he finally said, you know what? I'm done. The fact that he walked himself right down to the police station shows you that man was definitely going through something within the four corners of that house. But as usual, like I said, domestic violation can only go one way in society. But yeah, ultimately, yeah, gentlemen, do not stay with abusive women. Even so much as arguing, nagging. Women are the masters of mental abuse. They know they can get away with it because in the world of men, in our laws, it's all about physical things we can see. Okay, yeah, she got a black eye. Okay, take him to jail. Okay, this man has been nagged all damn day. Guess what? We can't do anything about that because there's no physical damage. But what about the mental damage? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who truly still believe that domestic violation is only going to be one way, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have, that will go out. Feminism and the Duluth model, which you use as a sword and a shield, but we all know is actually fake, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, once you thoroughly become the bane of a man's life, once that man finally says, you know what? Fuck it. I no longer care about the consequences of my actions, that man will act, even with lethal means. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.